Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Bliss and the Art of Forever, a Hope Springs novel by Allison Kent, performed by Natalie Ross. To chocolate, to coffee, to the man in my life who puts up with my love of both, and whom I love because he puts up with me, and for Jedi, who needs a bookstore of his own. 1. Inked script at his nape, colored sleeves beneath his rolled cuffs, elaborate artwork in his Oxford's open collar. Her imagination wandered to his back and his chest, to his shoulders, his biceps, his abs. The tattoos were symbolic, not simply cosmetic, and part of the biker culture, leaving her to wonder how important the club had been to his life before he'd walked away. Tats intrigued her. The creativity, the significance, the commitment, even when the man wearing the ink was her student's father, and off limits. This particular man also wore not a beard, but an unkempt scruff framing a devilish smile. His hair was long, pulled back in a disheveled sort of knot. It had her thinking of Heathcliff, tortured and haunted and wild on the moors. Had her, too, wanting to rescue him. Hands curled over the edge of her desk as she leaned back against it, Brooklyn Harvey looked out at her class of kindergartners. The 15, 5, and 6-year-olds sat on the floor in a semicircle, their rapt attention on Callum Drake. Rather than using the full-sized chair she'd offered him, he'd lowered his 6-foot-plus frame into one of those from the pint-sized collage table. Watching him fold himself to sit had been as breathtaking as watching him walk through the door. She'd met Adrienne Drake's grandparents, Shirley and Vaughn, at orientation before school started, and visited with them again at parents' night, and at the Halloween costume party, and when they'd eaten lunch with the girl on grandparents' day, and at Christmas. But today, over halfway into the school year, was the first time she'd seen Adrienne's father for herself. After months of his daughter's chatter and details dropped by the older Drakes about their son, Brooklyn had found herself wanting to know more about him. But the man who'd arrived right on time for story hour left her speechless, because none of the photos she'd seen, the success of his business put him in the local spotlight on a regular basis, had him looking like he'd walked out of a foggy Irish landscape, green-eyed and larger than life, with a touch of ginger tinting his dark brown hair. When she'd read his name on the sign-up,
sample complete. Ready to continue?